Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment, and we invite you out to Celebration Tabernacle Church every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please, if you haven't come and you just keep saying, well, I'm going to go someday, make that day this Sunday. Coming up, we'll be excited to see you at Celebration Tabernacle Church. The Lord has a word for your life.
And I guarantee you, like we say, I am here at Celebration Tabernacle this Sunday to hear something brand new from God for my life. We guarantee you, you're going to hear something, not from us, but you'll hear something from God, and it's going to be what? Brand new, and it's going to be for your life. For your life, not for somebody else. What you're going to hear is the Word of God coming to you. Even though you sit among several people, but we can assure you that you're going to hear something from God for your life. And your life will never be the same when you hear something from God.
We left off Tuesday. We were talking about the door in John chapter 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And when we just think about the structure of a door, it's much easier to walk through an open door than to try to operate by self-effort and to create another way. So often we're trying to do that. We're trying to create another way. We're trying to create another path. But the door is open through Jesus Christ for us to be reconciled back to God. We already have within us, as we've been teaching here for months, the spirit of man, which is the place to receive the capacity, the fullness of the spirit of God within us. So all the way has already been done. All from the foundation of the world has already been handled, already been created by God and given access to us through Jesus Christ. So when the door, he is the door. So we're to go through the door. We have access to the Father through the Son, through Jesus Christ. So life in the Spirit is true life.
Yes, only. True life is only through the Spirit. And you can only access that through Jesus Christ. It's as simple as that. True life can only be given through the Spirit. And you can only access that through Jesus Christ, which he clearly said. And if you have your Bible, you look there, and some Bible is in red. So can make no mistake. This was not Peter saying it. This was not John who's saying it. This was Jesus coming from the mouth of Jesus. He clearly says to them, you cannot enter into heaven, into eternal life, because heaven has eternal life. He who lives in heaven lives in eternal life. So you can't enter into eternal life without him. Because he says, I come that you will have that. I am here so that you will have eternal life. It's only through me. Ooh, we got to get that.
Yeah. And when they didn't understand, in verse 6, it says, yeah. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. So he explained it again.
Yeah.
He said, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the
door
of the sheep. So the Holy Spirit is wise. The Holy Spirit wants us to be able to understand. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. If somebody's not understanding what's being communicated to them, the communicator will usually rephrase it, or they'll give another illustration to try to emphasize, bring forth the understanding in the message. So that's not only time. There's several places where Jesus would teach them and it just said they didn't get it.
Yeah.
So he had to explain it now another way, because the desire is for us to understand the principles of God, because we cannot do what we do not understand. So the Holy Spirit now is our teacher to be able to ensure understanding. And the Holy Spirit is also a prompter. When we're reading the word, the Holy Spirit will begin to prompt, ask questions to us, tell us to go back and look at something else, to make a comparison and a cross-reference and such. The Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance something that we read or experienced or heard that comes in alignment to verify and validate, to confirm the word, to show us ways to apply the word. So the Holy Spirit is continually with us to teach us, as Jesus was with his people and teaching them in the physical realm. Now the Holy Spirit is here to do it by the Spirit.
Yes. I was asked this question, guys. So is everyone a sheep? No. And I give the answer quick. No. There's sheep and goats.
Mm-hmm. How do we know? Because Jesus told us.
That's right. That's it. He was looking at me. Because when that question was asked to me, the person asked me for me to endorse his way of thinking that everyone is a sheep. Mm-hmm. And I quickly said, no. Not everyone is a sheep. There is sheep and goat.
Mm-hmm.
There's sheep and goat. And we clearly see who are the sheep. The sheep are those who enter. So he says, so how you become a sheep? I said, when you enter through the door, the goat can go through the door. When the goat goes through that door, he's transformed. Ooh, he's transformed. So, and he says, talk to me. So I says, John 3, man. John chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that we all go. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's those are the sheep, whosoever believe in him will not have eternal life. So when I transform, it says, and the Bible shows in Romans, it tells us to be transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. Change the way of your thinking by accepting Jesus Christ. And do not be conformed to this world. Ooh, the word of God is so sweet. It's like only the Bible says. when you see it and can understand it and can glean from it, and you know, we don't teach heresy here. We teach sound truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the attributes, because if you just think of the actual animals, the attributes of the sheep and the attributes of the goat, they're very different, because the sheep isn't turning into a goat physically, just like a person isn't turning into a sheep. Right? We're still in human form.
Yes.
And when the Bible says we're a sheep, his sheep hear his voice, but we're not turning into a sheep. We're not morphing into a sheep. Where it's just taking on the attributes of the way a sheep responds to a shepherd and the way the shepherd responds to a sheep. So we're not like physically morphing, just like a sheep is not physically morphing into a goat. The goat is not physically morphing into a sheep. It's just taking on the attributes. Just like, you know, sometimes people say, oh, when somebody dies, oh, now they're an angel. No, they're not. A person doesn't turn into an angel. An angel is a separate entity. It's a separate creation. God created angels.
Yeah.
He created ministering spirits. That's not you. That's not me. I'm still going to be his child, Diana, when I go to heaven. I'm not going to be angel Diana. I'm going to be his child, Diana.
You ain't turning no angel. You get no ring. You don't.
You get your glorified body.
Yeah.
Which is the best look, the best look that you ever had in this life.
Yeah.
It's the glorified body that we take on. We don't take on some feathers and a halo, a gold halo and white feathers. No, because we're still people.
Because it says we are sons of God. We are sons and daughter of God. We are sons. That's why the angel asked this question, what is man that you so mindful of him? What is man that you visit him? What is man? Who is man that you make? This man, this woman that you made down in earth, they are special. You just make them a little lower than you. Gotta read the word of God, how great it is. So you're not turning into no angels or some other creature. No, you take on eternal form. We have a different body that cannot die and decay no more.
We have the example of Jesus' body, the transformation that took place in him after the resurrection. The last Jesus that the disciples saw, the last Jesus that his mother saw, his physical body was beaten to the point, was unrecognizable as even being a human being, skin torn off and such. And then when they do see him after the resurrection, they don't even recognize him, because with the last Jesus that they saw was beaten so badly, was tore up so badly, they don't even have a recognition until they focus their attention on him. And then by the Spirit, by the things that he begins to teach them, it comes then into their remembrance by the Spirit that they realize that's Jesus. Now, in 3 days, you can't go from having your skin all tore off to walking around and being restored. The 3 days is not enough time in the earth for that. So it was his glorified body that he was now presenting into the earth, that he was presenting to his disciples, to other believers, some as many as 500 at a time, for these 40-day period that he's on the earth in his glorified body. So he is recognizable now to them by the Spirit. It's just like if you take baby pictures and you have a group of people in a room and you put some baby pictures on the table, you don't have the same attributes as the baby picture, but you're recognizable. There's something about it that causes you to be able to say, oh, well, that's so-and-so's baby picture. This is that person's baby. You just met because you're looking behind the physical appearance. There's a change, there's a maturity that's taking place, but it's still the same Spirit that's inhabiting that body. That's how when we go to heaven, we could still be able to recognize people, even though they may be presenting in a different way than the last way that we saw them. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.